This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, how the lessons from Watergate apply today. A conversation with John Dean, White House counsel during the Nixon years. But first, joining me to discuss Cincinnati's Ronald McDonald House and its ongoing mission are Executive Director Jennifer Gooden and Director of Volunteers Mike Weinberg. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Jennifer and Mike, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Jennifer, how did Ronald McDonald House get its start?
Well, the first house started in Philadelphia back in 1974, and it was actually started by a football player from the Philadelphia Eagles. His name was Fred Hill, and his daughter Kim had leukemia, and he and his wife spent countless days and weeks in the hospital supporting her and, you know, were really sleeping at her bedside every night and eating out of vending machines. And they thought there's got to be a better way to take care of families whose kids are in the hospital for a long time. And so they teamed up with her oncologist, Dr. Audrey Evans, and were looking for a way to help these families. And that's how the first house was born. They partnered with McDonald's, who was the original donor to that first house. And then the idea just caught on.
So what's the basic concept? How does it work?
So really what the house is, it's a home away from home for families whose kids are in the hospital. So we help families find a good night's sleep, home-cooked meals, a place to do laundry, to have internet access, to have playrooms for their children, to basically all the comforts of home right next door to the hospital.
So since 1974, how widespread has this become? How many Ronald McDonald houses are there around the world?
There's now, I think the current number, there's 363 houses in 64 different countries.
Yeah. How many nationally? Do we know that number?
It's just under 200, I think, in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. So what was the Ronald McDonald House in Cincinnati? What was it like when it first opened?
So our house, we actually started, the name was Children's Family House, and it opened in 1982 on the corner of Cincinnati Children's property, which we leased for a dollar indefinitely. And it was started by a group of parents who had a group that was called COPE. It was Cincinnati Oncology Parents Endeavor. And it was a group of concerned parents who met and thought, how do we support one another and how do we take care of each other while our kids are hospitalized? And so they had the same idea and concept as Ronald McDonald House, but it wasn't quite a house yet. But later, you know, we took the name and the rest is history.
Yeah. So you actually started off, I think, with what, about a couple dozen rooms at that point?
We had 21 rooms when we opened. And
now you're at?
We're at 78 today.
So quite a bit of growth in that amount of time, Mike.
Mm-hmm. It's been really, I think it was in 2001 when we opened up another house, when we started the construction and cut the ribbon on that, and that got us to about 48 rooms. And then we needed that growth again and added a wing on to get us to 78 rooms. And the unfortunate truth, even though last year we saw over 2,000 families check into the Ronald McDonald House and stay with us, we've had to turn away almost over 1,600.
Wow.
We're constantly on a waiting list. And a lot of that is the credit to the work that's being done at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, because they really are one of the top pediatric hospitals in the entire world. So families are coming from across the globe to Cincinnati and making the need for a family-centered care like we do even that much greater. So to have, I think currently today our wait list was at about 12 days. So to get families in, those 78 rooms are always at full occupancy.
How many volunteers do you have?
We have about 350 current active guest service volunteers. Those are people who commit to coming in at least a couple times a month and working at the front desk, working in the kitchen, cleaning rooms, cleaning around the house, doing maintenance, a long list of different activities. But then the really fun numbers are about over 10 or 15,000 people a year that come in and do meals, snacks, organizations that come in and donate haircuts and massages or do events down in our theater area for the kids. So we do have those everyday volunteers, and then we have an amazing group of people that come from throughout the Cincinnati and the greater Cincinnati community to help out.
So it sounds, Jennifer, like you're getting a lot of support for what you're doing.
we live, this will come as no surprise to people who live in Cincinnati, but we live in an incredibly generous community, and not just monetary gifts, but gifts of time. And I've been at the house 18 years, and I still love it every single day. And the main reason is the people. I mean, it's just the most caring, compassionate group of people you'll ever meet. And our volunteers are anywhere from five-year-olds who come in with their family to learn about service to people in their 80s and 90s
yep.
who are retired and spend time at the house. It's just, it runs the whole gamut, and there's kind of something for everyone. And I think what I love is that it's really meaningful for our volunteers as well. It's not just a help to us and our mission, but it's they form really deep friendships there with each other. And, you know, they get to meet guest families from all over the world. And it's just a really unique environment.
How big is the staff?
We have 49 total, but a lot of those are part-time. We're staffed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So I think we have the equivalent of about 28 full-time staff.
And Mike, you look like you were ready to jump in there and say something.
Oh, I was just going to add with the volunteers of that variety is that something we pride ourselves on is the wide range of being able to get involved as early as Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and putting takeaway bags together for our families, all the way up to someone in their 80s who had a couple of people that we have come in still weekly in their mid-80s and help around the house and stock the coffee nook area or make sure breakfast is ready and out for all the families. And I think it's just so great because it represents the community. It's that diverse range of people of ages that can come and get involved with our house.
Yeah, do you ever get volunteer parents who bring their kids with them? So you've got an entire family that's volunteering together?
Yeah, all the time. Especially on the weekends, you see that a lot where a mom and dad might come in and go through the orientation process and become a volunteer, and then they bring their kids with them. We call that our junior guest service volunteer program. So again, a way that they can do it together, there's nothing better. We have couples that do Friday or Saturday nights sometimes. They call it kind of their date nights. So instead of going out, they're going to be coming into the house and volunteering 3 or 4 hours a couple times a month.
So I take you have a volunteer orientation.
Yes.
Well, what do you tell folks when they come in the door?
Well, everything, we give the background, we give the global history and how we got to where we are now. And then we talk a lot about the families and the guests. One of my favorite lines I like to tell people is that we are working inside of these 78 families' homes. So we're just helping them answer the phones. We're helping make sure that they have meals, clean common spaces, clean bedrooms. That's what we're all here to do, whether we're staff or volunteers. So you're getting to interact with these families on a daily basis.
We will continue our conversation about the Ronald McDonald House in Cincinnati. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining me to discuss Cincinnati's Ronald McDonald House and its ongoing mission are Executive Director Jennifer Gooden and Director of Volunteers Mike Weinberg. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So, Jennifer, when you say that you're providing the comforts of home, what kinds of things does that include for families?
The families who come to our house are obviously incredibly stressed. I mean, I think there's nothing more stressful in life than having a child in the hospital and being worried about their health and their future. So the things our volunteers do are aimed to alleviate that stress for families. And what families find in the house is a good night's sleep, finally some rest, getting away from the machines at the hospital and the constant interruptions, and just being able to unwind and recharge themselves so that they can best support their children. But then also something the families just love is our meals program, which is called Taste of Hope. And it's a way in which the community, whether it be businesses, churches, Girl Scout troops, groups of friends, You name it, pretty much any group can come in and work with. We actually have chefs on our staff who plan the menu and kind of guide everyone through a cooking lesson, and they're able to prepare a meal for all the families in the house and serve it to them.
Okay, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. And Herb joins us now. Hi, Herb.
Hi, good morning or good afternoon. I'm a retired physician. I want to point out that the Children's Hospital does not treat cancer. They treat persons who have cancer, and those same persons also have families. So it's important to be able to treat the person, the family, and the cancer.
Okay. Herb, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Again, 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Do outpatient children actually get to live at the house?
Yes. We are seeing more and more of that. So our criteria to live at the house is that you are from at least 40 miles away unless you have an in-child in a critical care unit. And so one of the great benefits to the hospital is once a child is discharged from being an inpatient but not quite well enough to go home yet, they can come live at the house with their parents while they go to outpatient treatment.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Amina, who joins us now. Hi, Amina.
Hi. I'm a huge fan of the house. I actually used to volunteer and serve at the house, and I don't think people in Cincinnati realize how global it is. When I was there, I actually helped a refugee family that was there from Iraq. They had two boys that had leukemia. One of them is thankfully now thriving, but the other one unfortunately didn't make it, and just this woman was by herself, couldn't speak the language, and just having that connection to the community just helped her grieve, and it really just permanently changed me, and I'm very grateful to the house.
Okay. Amina, thank you.
Good to hear from you again, Amina.
Yeah, I think to go off of that, too, something that I'm also really proud of is that we're serving families from, I think last year we had 19 different countries and 43 different states represented just in 1 year staying at the Ronald McDonald House. The year before that, it was 23 different countries. So you do have a lot of cultures, a lot of backgrounds in this incredible amount of diversity, and yet everyone in the house, they can lean on one another and they can be friends with one another, whether it's mom leaning on another mom or the children, you know, being able to speak their same languages. Doesn't matter what part of the globe they're from.
So you said it's 363 Ronald McDonald Houses across the world. Mm-hmm. I find that really amazing. Are you surprised by how much it's grown? And since 1974, I mean, that's just incredible.
It is pretty tremendous growth. But if you think about it, it's pretty much anywhere you find a major pediatric hospital, you're going to find a Ronald McDonald House nearby to support those families. And I think it's just an incredible idea that caught on quickly.
And all different shapes and sizes of those houses across the world. And, you know, we're here in Cincinnati, we're one of the bigger houses. I think there's a different debate of the different sizes, but we need to be that big because of the incredible work that Children's does.
Yeah, give me a little bit more of a mental image of the house. Describe what it looks like.
You know, people comment all the time that they when they walk into the lobby, they just kind of take a deep breath and relax, and it's just a welcoming home. It doesn't feel like a hotel. It just feels like a really large house, and there's kids running around, and it's, you know, there's cookies baking, and it, you know, I have even my closest friends will say to me, gosh, isn't it sad to be around sick kids all day? And I always say, you know what, our house is really actually very happy and hopeful. And as sick as these kids are, I mean, they're the families are just so grateful to have
what
this
kind of
home.
Things, what kind of things are the families telling you?
Oh, gosh. I mean, the one thing is that the friendships and the connections they make there. I mean, there are kids who come to Children's with really rare diseases, and their parents have communicated online through online support communities for these diseases. And then to see them meet in person at the house for the first time, is just incredible. And we, I always say we don't run support groups at the house because we don't need to. It just happens magically, and you end up meeting someone who has the same, their child has the same condition or the same doctor, and it really becomes your surrogate family while you're here in Cincinnati.
And to add on to the idea of that sense of community, we, at the end of every hallway, there's no dead ends at the Ronald McDonald House, which is a cool architecture piece. At the end of every hallway, there's a common space, whether it's couches, TVs, books, toys, whatever it may be, and that pushes that sense of community, and families are sitting there talking to one another and just hanging out like you would in your own family room at home.
And how important is that sense of community in the healing process, too?
Oh, it's irreplaceable. I mean, it's Ronald McDonald House keeps families close, and that's the most important thing to the child's healing, is to have, I mean, if you think back to when you're a kid and when you're sick, the one thing you want is your mom or dad. And then to have all these other people around you who are going through the exact same thing, and that sense of community, you just can't match it.
I love seeing the siblings, too, running around, which how important that is to have the big brother or big sister and there with you as you're going through those difficult times as well.
Yeah, for the siblings, do you have tutoring services available for them?
We do. We have two teachers on staff, and they work with school-age children. We also just had a really fun summer camp with all kinds of activities for the kids during the day. We have therapy dogs in the house. There's so many fun things to do in the house. I mean, kids actually look forward to getting discharged so they can come live at our house because they know there's going to be so many fun things to do.
What kind of impact, if any, do you expect the children's expansion to have on the Ronald McDonald House in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it's something we've been carefully thinking through for years, is because we know that with their growth, there's going to be even more families who need our services. And as Mike mentioned, last year, we had to turn away over 1,600 families. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely the top priority for our board and staff is working on ways to plan to meet that need. It's something we continue to work on.
Yeah, and looking forward, what do you see in the future for the Cincinnati Ronald McDonald House?
I mean, our biggest hope is to be able to care for more families on our wait list. The need is so great, I don't know that we'll ever be able to meet it 100%, but we would love to be able to take care of more families, and that's really the goal we're working toward.
Well, Jennifer and Mike, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Cincinnati Ronald McDonald House Executive Director Jennifer Gooden and the Director of Volunteers Mike Weinberg. Coming up, the lessons of Watergate, a conversation with John Dean, White House counsel in the Nixon years, and searching for the perfect people, no matter what their appearances. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.